JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
That's not news. That's olds.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh. Buzz. It's all about the buzz.
Yes, it is.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Hi.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I do.
We're back here as Buzz. No, we're pretending that the music is playing.
Ah.
We're just pretending now that music is playing. No, Mike, music is playing.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And now you've spoiled the illusion.
We both have.
Ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather not play music than that.
Something else.
Pretend we heard it.
Hold on, let me just see what's
going on. I like good music.
Oh, flamethrower.
Ah. Better than freeze frame. We just had to play freeze frame a lot when we were playing music.
I don't remember ever
music.
Being on the radio.
This one, too. Ugh. Why does this? Why is that so unappealing in this day and age?
Because we had to hear it so many times. Angel is a cellophane.
But wouldn't you think we haven't heard it for a long time that he'd have that little nostalgic quality? I don't have that at all.
Do you think they ever go to John McCain and say, when you were in that little hut and they were like ramming razor blades into your body? You ever think 40 years later you might want to go back and wonder what that was like being held hostage and tortured by the Vietnamese?
Touche.
Buzz.
Hi.
Stand it. Here's Rob with something I know will be very important.
Important, yeah.
He sounded like Jiminy Glick there. Did you ever miss?
Okay. I guess it'd be very important.
Good to be here.
Hi, guys.
I'm glad you're here, Robbie.
Here's Buzz.
You got some?
Hold on, Buzz.
Yes?
Are you going to talk about Tom Hanks?
I actually know.
Tom Hanks has a MySpace page.
Really?
And if you really want to just be pissed off, go there and take a look at it, because what's up right now, we pulled the audio, right?
Is it chock full of causes?
He's driving his electric car.
Good for him.
On his MySpace page.
Hey, everybody. We're back. You are now driving along with me in my electric car.
Tool.
This is an electric car, not a hybrid.
Right.
Not a gas plug-in. This is an all-electric car.
I'll be talking
Here's
about
what it looks like. It looks just like the Scion XB.
Oh, my God.
Runs
what a shame.
Runs on windmills.
Anyway, it's a big, awesome, awesome pictures of Tom driving that car around.
He was hit by Gary Collin.
Windmill. Okay, that made me think of the Globe.
Uh-huh.
I'm on that station's website right now.
Are they talking about the windmills?
I was looking at it earlier myself.
I can't find anywhere on this website that has any of the stuff that Hughes was talking about in the article.
It's on there. It's under About Us, which is under one of the categories off to the right side of the top of the page. I don't remember which one. But
easy to negotiate?
Reasonably. So there's a lot there. But one of the categories off to the right has a drop-down menu. One of the items is About Us or About
Where do you get the? Where do you download the free porn?
But where does it say that it's a radio station run by windmills?
Go to Surf's part. It's in there. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Oh, let's go to Recently Played.
Can you order organic produce?
Through Surf, yes.
You see, Michael Hughes, our general manager.
Oh, boy.
You know, if I was this radio station 94.7,
yeah,
I was trying to position myself as something other than classic rock, I don't think I would be having on my website a list of all the songs that have just played.
What is played?
Voices Carried by Till Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Into Let's Dance by David Bowie.
Uh-huh.
Into All of the Day and All of the Night by the Kinks. Shattered by the Rolling Stones.
Oh, I'll never argue with that one.
Yeah, but these are...
I know it's classic rock.
Refugee by Tom Petty.
Mm-hmm.
Do It Again by Steely Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck. That makes me want to start a fire. That makes me want to aid global warming.
Don't do that, Don.
How about we play We Didn't Start the Fire by William Joel?
Here it is under About the Globe.
Okay.
It says the Washington, D.C. station will operate using renewable energy to power its 50,000-watt signal. This move will contribute to lowering the threat of global warming through the purchase of energy resources generated by wind.
Here is what I would like.
Very good.
This is a sister station of ours owned by CBS.
So we don't have a windmill then?
No, we rent one, I guess.
Managed by our manager, Michael Hughes.
Uh-huh.
I think I speak for everyone. We would like proof that this radio station that he's running into the ground is being environmentally correct while still playing Steely Dan records over and over is really being run by a windmill.
Video proof, Don.
They're recycling music.
Video proof.
Yeah, thank you,
Mike. I want Hughes standing next to the windmill in a Don Quixote outfit. I want him tilting at windmills.
And I want him to make a hole in one at the windmill, at the putt-putt, at the Rockville putt-putt.
Right into the clown's mouth.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Now nearly a million people have been evacuated in California, and the high winds... We'll be riding
wildfire. The circumstances have created, you know, the perfect storm for fires.
Thanks, moron.
We'll fires.
And although the high winds have died down in Malibu, they continue in San Diego County. There's hope that they will die down within the next day or so there as well. Fire continues to consume over 400,000 acres. One of the early casualties you may have heard of, Elvis Presley's Malibu Castle, and as it turns out, a lot of its valuable contents.
Hey, Rob, how come you did not bring this to our attention?
Well, I didn't know that he lived in it. I thought it was just a lady.
It's his castle.
A lot of valuable stuff?
Where he stayed, I guess, when he was out in Hollywood making movies.
How bad you want me to get, Jack?
The Malibu Castle.
If I get any worse, the Johnson office won't pass it.
I heard a lot of the memorabilia was lost to fire.
It was. The owner says fire destroyed over 24 of Elvis's personal movie scripts. They had notes in the margins that he'd written. Also, the song sheets for Heartbreak Hotel, among other things. The owner says she was able to save E's army uniform, but she says her possessions are less important than, say, bringing our troops home from Iraq.
What about his booger sugar?
I don't think she had
any of
that.
Put the booger sugar on the vanity, honey.
She did. It's lost.
At least she still has the fatigues.
How great thou art.
It's brown sugar now.
What a friend we have.
Him.
Buzz a little.
O.J. Simpson's been hit with more criminal charges over his sting operation to recover.
Hey, everybody. We're back.
Tom Hanks, ladies and gentlemen. His sting operation to recover memorabilia. O.J. Simpson, new criminal charges. The new charge is coercion with a deadly weapon, and three of Simpson's co-defendants now also face this charge. That makes it an even dozen.
Pixie! Hey, we're back.
Hi, Tom.
That makes it an even dozen charges against each of the four defendants. A comedian, Stephen Colbert, is only running in North Carolina, but he's doing better than some real presidential candidates. A new survey of 1,000 likely voters puts Colbert behind Clinton, Obama, Edwards, and Biden, but ahead of Bill Richardson, Dennis Kucinich, and Mike Gravel.
I laugh when I hear guys like you say this, even though it's really true right now, because the election is more than a year away.
2.3%.
I see him being, best-case scenario, he turns his leg into a Pat Paulson thing.
Oh, sure.
Do you tire of it as I do, just a little bit?
I am up to here.
It's been done.
It's stale. Already. It's not funny. When he was interviewed by Tim Russert on Meet the Press, it was not funny.
Listen, no. At least
it was funny. It was. I was watching two guys that were like enjoying it themselves.
Right.
Back in the day when Pat Paulson did it,
right.
He would come out and just go, well, I'm running for president again.
He was, you know, he just had a different way about it.
Right.
And I think Stephen Colbert is hysterically funny on his
Agreed.
Show.
Agreed.
He's got a great show, but this whole thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, the whole dry sense of humor. Al Franken used to pull the same crap.
On some level, wasn't Pat Paulson, like, serious about it?
On
that
some,
he really cared about politics?
No, what Pat Paulson was, if I remember correctly, was he had a classic bit that was known as the Great Old Stone Face.
Right.
He was the old stone face where you would say anything to him, and he was so serious. He was so serious that that's what made it fun. I even think back on it, and I smile, because what Colbert does, and he did this with Tim Russert the other day, was he has a little smirkiness. Like he's laughing at his own joke, and it falls
Doesn't work a little bit.
Here's why I think he does it. I think he does it because I think, maybe I'm thinking about this too much, he doesn't think the general portion of the audience is smart enough to know that he's goofing on the entire persona that he has on his show.
It's hard to tell. Yeah. It really is hard to tell what he's doing. Well, Pat Paulson, though, was funny even if he wasn't running for president because he would just sit there frowning and he wouldn't laugh at anything, and that was the bit. And running for president, that was the bit also.
As a Colbert fan, I don't think this is particularly funny either. I only mention this because he actually is beating out some of the other Democratic candidates.
Brilliant.
The World Series starts tonight in Boston with the Red Sox facing the Colorado Rockies.
Let's go, Sox!
Chance of rain 70%.
Don, look.
Oh, yes, your belly.
Written in red, magic marker on
Watch,
Mike's
I can make
belly.
It move.
Stop it.
Here you go.
Stop it, Santa.
It's doing the wave.
Yes.
Oh, that's that thing. And his stomach was like a bowl full of jelly.
And it shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly.
And that was it.
It'll be shaking tonight, baby.
Vegas bookmakers are listing the Sox as 2-1 favorites.
I hate that crap. Don't buy into that stuff.
To beat Colorado in the series.
Not going to happen.
It's not that unusual.
Not that they're not going to win. They have a chance of winning. I just don't like the whole speculation thing.
And there are way too many posers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. True.
I know we've discussed this before.
Absolutely.
The only thing that I can even relate it to was, Buzz, you remember when we were in Chicago.
Yes.
Everybody hated the Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like when Norm Van Lier was on the team. Nobody liked the Bulls at all. There were some people that were diehard basketball fans that liked them.
Right, yeah.
As soon as Michael Jordan started to become Michael Jordan, I know it's not the same thing, Mike.
Right.
But
bandwagon, yeah.
Everywhere you would
go. Came out of the woodwork.
And people like going, oh, my God, Bulls fan since day one.
Mm-hmm.
You go, okay, who's Norm Van Lier? Okay, I don't know, but Michael Jordan, man, Bulls fan since day one.
True. I have a question I asked those people that I think might be posers. Really. Mm-hmm. I walk up to them and I said, why were the bookshelves knocked off of my my bookcase in college in 1978? Why did that happen? It was one game that caused it to happen. You would know before the posers
Bucky would
know.
Bucky Dent.
Thank you.
Sure.
That's the quiz.
And here's the other thing that I truly believe is hurting your cause now.
Mm-hmm.
Since the last time they won,
yep.
That retarded movie with Jimmy Fallon has been on TV.
Fever Pitch.
So many times.
Yes.
That there are people now, like, I'll use my girlfriend as an example.
Uh-huh.
She's not a big baseball fan.
Right.
She's rooting for the Red Sox, mm-hmm. first, because you like them.
Right.
But second, she said, oh, that was that cute movie about about the team. I like them.
The only thing that's cool about that movie I don't think it's that great a movie.
There's nothing cool about that movie.
You know what's the only thing that's cool about it is that they shot that movie where they had to completely redo the ending, and I love that. I love that about it. The fact that they had to jam
all
that stuff in there.
How can you live with a stain like Jimmy Fallon, though, even worse than Ben Affleck being held up as the guy who's the biggest fan?
Simply because Jimmy Fallon, because even though it was Jimmy Fallon, they did capture a little of what it is to be an obsessive Red Sox fan with that one scene where he goes to the dinner with her and the Yankees have this miracle of collapse and the Red Sox come back. And that feeling, which I actually experienced going out to the movies one night with Carla when something spectacular happened. I forgot what it was. And I wasn't there, and I had that same feeling because you missed out on it. You know what the obsession is with it? I just figured out what it is, really. If you're a true baseball fan and you have a team that you root for all the time, you really don't want to miss anything. You invest so much more time than any other sport, really, and you do. As far as the actual time spent,
sure.
I invest more time as a spectator in this sport than anything else. And you feel like you're totally screwed or cheated if you miss something spectacular that happens. Mm-hmm. That's the way it feels. But I understand how people feel about it. I would have chosen two different actors for both roles in that movie.
Either way, too many posers. Too many.
Yeah, a lot of people that are new to the party.
Too many posers.
But I ignore them.
And I know that you probably have, begrudgingly, you would give some respect to Yankees fans.
Oh, yeah.
Who, more than anything, just want the Red Sox to lose.
Yeah, and except I'm going to talk to my buddy Randall tonight, who's coming to watch the game with me, and indicating to me that he's going to teach me how to have the Yankee swagger. And I'm going to give him the lecture tonight that, excuse me, this is our party. Do not try to latch on.
Yeah.
And there are some Yankee fans that are bad Yankee fans that do that.
Now,
Randall, if you're listening, I'm going to talk to you about that tonight.
If you want some fun tonight, if you're watching the game, play the game that we play in my house.
What's that?
Find the Negro.
Oh, stop it, please.
And I'm talking
about
in the crowd.
In the stand.
And not just where the elite sit behind home plate.
General
right.
crowd.
Anytime. And I'm talking even.
You can actually do that in any World Series or the Super Bowl.
No, you could not. No, you could not.
I think in a lot of World Series you could.
Mike, we can compare the crowd.
I have no way. There is no way of proving this argument right now because this is the current World Series.
What I'm throwing out is a challenge. Anytime tonight you see a black guy or woman in the stands, even someone working at Fenway Park, call me up and I'll say, okay, I'll shut up about this.
I'll call you. I'll be looking tonight in the first inning. I'll be staring.
Mike, there are some people who are casual fans.
I know.
Who will watch the game and think, boy,
they'll watch it for that very reason.
Why are they taking so much time between pitches and why are they taking so much time between? And I read today they never enforced this rule. There is a rule that the guy has to pitch like within 12 seconds.
They never enforce that. They don't enforce that. Not in the postseason.
They should.
Won't happen.
Anyway, mark my words.
We consider
them. And you have a sealed prediction?
Yeah.
You have a sealed prediction. You said sweep.
Zero blacks in the stands of Fenway
Park.
All right. Plenty on the field.
Shut up.
None in the stands.
Shut up.
It's not that unusual for sports fans like Don, for instance, to have a lucky shirt or lucky socks. A new independent survey shows that more than one in five fans say they follow superstitions to bring their team good luck or at least to avoid jinxing the team.
Goddamn right.
Well, that's been done. I got a lot going. You know what? Makes me more into it now.
Sure.
Got a lot going against me today. You know?
This number of people who are superstitious fans remains over 20%, whether you're talking about men or women who are fans of any sport.
How many times have I know we've discussed it
before. I predicted the Red Sox would win tonight if Don didn't reference the racist city of Boston. That's it. And that's been blown. I've got Gladys Kravitz picking the Red Sox. I got two things that are going against me right now.
I know you've done this. How many times have you been watching a game, an important game, somebody comes in the room and you say, don't sit there, don't touch anything, I'm not moving. They go, why? You go, you know why? Because since they scored, I was in this position when they scored, and now I'm not going to move.
Do you get mad at yourself when you do that? Do you get a little frustrated with yourself, like if a remote is in a certain position?
Every time.
Yeah,
every time I am like an OCD patient going, no, that's got to be there. That's got to be there. That's got to be there. No,
exactly.
You don't understand. I have to stay in the same position for the entire game.
I know.
The most superstitious fans are young, single, and make a lot of money, or at least two out of three of those things. College fans are the most superstitious. NBA fans, the least superstitious.
That might have been a dig at us.
What?
I think so, but you know what? We are winners on the third one, so screw you, Buzz.
Touche.
I get your backhanded put downs.
Yeah.
Virginia's secret traffic law.
Why did you just say skinny as well?
When we continue.
Skinny, young, and beautiful. Thanks, Stain.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Charlie.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, what have we here?
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Thank you, Charlie.
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz?
Yes?
Stand by for uno momento.
All righty, then.
Are you going to be talking about the wildfires at all here?
I'm done with that.
Okay, good. Here's why.
We'll be riding wildfire.
With all the tapes we have of Arnold saying it's the perfect storm, the guy who's covering his own house, catching on fire, burning down. Mm-hmm. Here is a great one from Fox News. A fire captain who's giving calm advice to evacuees.
Hey, I told you to get out. You need to get out now. We got hoses up here.
Guys, right, put it out. Put
the
fucking fire out.
You try to put it out. I need you to get out.
I have been.
Let's go. Now.
The guy just screaming at these people, get the F out.
It sounds like he's, is that the, and that's obviously the sound of the fire that we hear in the background.
Yeah, and then from the Today Show.
Uh-huh.
They're just over the top.
Yes.
With their fire montage.
Mm-hmm. All right, Al, thanks. We'll check in with you in a little while. These wildfires in Southern California have grown so big so fast, and they've been so devastating, sometimes it's hard to get your arms around the scope of the story.
So we have some sights and sounds, including some of the images you sent us from the past few days.
The focus of so many people across this country is Southern California.
And as always, they've got their slightly sad Today Show music.
Oh, God.
And what they're doing now is showing a collage of video and viewer sent in pictures.
Uh-huh. You know, we're pissed at this. I'm wondering, you're out in California and you're trying to get information. Wouldn't you be a little more pissed at it? Because you're sitting there saying to yourself, you know what they want to know? They want to know one thing. Are the winds going to die down? Is the weather going to change? That's it. Give that to them 24/7.
Record high temperatures, record
of course, I guess
humidity.
They're not giving that to the California people.
Huge gust of those Santa Ana winds. You put all of that together, you have extraordinarily difficult conditions for firefighters.
This fire, as the fire chief,
you know, and they're doing this.
This is like the end of a World Series or a championship. You know when they do that? And let's take a look back now as we review the Masters tournament.
That's exactly what.
Oh, my God, it sucks.
You didn't know Brian Williams could play guitar, did you?
It's been an exciting 3 days.
Yeah, that's the way they feel. It's been exciting.
It's been an exciting 3 days. Yes. Let's look back now.
Let's take a look back at our
the
coverage.
The magic of October 07.
If Freeman reminded you, is 0% contained, which means we are at the mercy of the wind at this moment.
It looks like a bomb went off here.
I proclaim.
God, I don't know why that leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
I know why it does, because it's exploitative. It could not be. They could not exploit the situation, and all they could do seriously is get someone's skeleton on TV to say we're now going to interview the remains of a guy who burned to death.
That's tomorrow on Today.
And you know, I can tolerate that if I'm watching like some sort of victims, you know, raising money for victims. Is that when the
right.
Excuse me, the fires are still going on.
The state of emergency in 7 counties.
Well, I had a dream.
Oh, they actually have singing that goes with
do.
It?
They do, yeah.
Stood beneath an orange sky.
There's nothing.
And while you're hearing this guy sing this folk song, you're seeing the helicopters and the, you know, the where the fire looks like lava.
Right.
Thing that can be done to save this home. The winds are swirling. And there's a home on the hill you can just see through the smoke. That could be next.
On any given day.
There you go. That could be next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
The hype machine.
As we've just outlined, all of California's burning to death. Do you remember Lenny and Squiggy? They'll join us after your local news and weather.
That's it.
This is today.
Yes.
That they say.
Man, oh, man.
Let's make this into a music video.
Bleeding and burning. They still love it, man.
It's almost like at the last 10 minutes of a chick flick.
Right.
Yes. You know, when they go back and you look at the slow motion stuff you've seen in the, earlier where they have a fight and then it's a happy moment in the park and then she throws a plate at him and the whole time they got this.
I would say welcome to my home. This is what
the guy in the background going.
Stood beneath an orange sky.
This has been nominated for Music Video of the Year.
This is on the Today Show.
You know, really, do you wonder,
it's
though,
ridiculous.
Especially after Katrina, when we hopefully learned a few lessons from that, don't you think they ought to have maybe just putting some of these journalists out and saying, what are they getting? What exactly do they need?
What
Where
they
is
need?
That? Maybe real reporting? No.
No.
Why do that when you can do the montage of the fires?
Here's the end of the montage.
Said brother, we're back in a moment with more on a Wednesday morning, but first, this is Today on NBC. We've been walking on.
Do you think they all go, oh,
yeah. Sure.
Well hey, done.
We did it that time.
Yeah, right. Ann Curry gives everybody a Hummer.
Well, as you can see, all of Southern California is burning to the ground. George Clooney lighting up the silver screen of Michael Clayton, but first, your news and weather.
And it was good today. Matt was back home.
I got
goodness.
One for you. This is a good one. Here
all
we
right,
go.
There you go, Mike.
Well, you saw what's burning and bleeding out in California. On a lighter note, Martha Stewart will be drilling pumpkins and showing you how to put lollipops in them. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Did you see where they had Al most of the morning? With all the toilet paper and canned goods at Qualcomm Stadium.
Thank you, Al. So many people going through so much devastation. Our hearts and prayers go to them.
Don't keep all that toilet paper for yourself, Al.
Alvin.
Carrot Top coming up right after your news and weather.
Oh, God.
Asses.
Yeah, morning TV.
We'll be riding wildfire.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi there.
Over the years, Hollywood has blamed everything except bad movies for its often disappointing box office income. Now, Hollywood's blaming a video game. Halo 3. The movie industry expected, for example, the Farrelly Brothers remake of The Heartbreak Kid to make up to $25 million in its opening weekend.
I must...
At least 20. It made 14.
I must give back my card now.
Which card is that?
The card that I carry that says, I'm trying to be a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
I've given up at Halo 3.
I hate Halo 3.
I get killed by everybody.
I think it sucks.
Every time I play.
I think it's overhyped. I bought it and I played it. I didn't play it online like you did. It's more fun online. I know it's more fun online, but I just think it's too frantic. Too ridiculous.
I'm a Madden guy. That's it. I'm no good at the shoot 'em up games.
I'm a Call of Duty guy. I'm a Call of Duty. Duty, D-O-O-D-Y.
That's right. I wonder if other people feel the same way. That would be interesting. That may be true, but it got off to a very strong start.
Okay.
Again, for example, all the movies on the weekend of October 5th made nearly a third less money than all the movies on that same weekend a year ago. Movie executives say they believe it's because people were staying home to play Halo 3.
You got to know, when the weekend that Halo 3 dropped, it made something like, ridiculous movie money, like $150
million. $170
million
worth of copies, and the opening weekend went on to sell $300 million. Yeah,
that's like Spider-Man 3 big, so that's huge.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a bite out of things.
Well over 2.5 million people have been playing Halo 3, and they've spent over 40 million hours playing it just in the first week. Now, if that were assigned to one person, that comes to over 4,000 hours of playing time.
I got a scratch in my copy of Halo 3, and I have not played it since.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't like it when I tried it. I didn't like it at all.
Now, and it's time to get out the Tom Hanks tape again, because despite what you may have heard, the idea of an all-electric car is not dead. In fact, while hybrids have been getting
all the attention.
Hey, everybody.
There he is. We're back.
Hi, Stane.
You're now driving along with me in my electric car. This is an electric car, not a hybrid, not a gas plug-in. This is an all-electric car.
Why is he talking to us like we're kindergartners?
It looks just like that's what he
Gary Collins!
It's from his YouTube page.
While hybrids have been getting all the attention, several of the biggest automakers have been working hard on electrics. Nissan, Honda, and Renault have chosen to be on the all-electric side.
Well, oh, Renault.
While Toyota and GM focus on gas-electric hybrids.
I drive a Hyman.
Renault Hyman?
Of course. Le Renault Hyman. Le Car.
They still have to iron out the bugs in the lithium-ion battery, which gets very hot sometimes.
Not Don Simon.
Sometimes to the point.
It'll never break.
Fire.
All I know is Michael Hughes says it's powered by a windmill.
Finally.
Former regional vice president Michael Hughes.
We don't know what his title is now.
Great.
Number one in our hearts.
Great man.
Finally, Air New Zealand is adding a special one-time themed flight featuring.
Seat filler. That's his
new title in his car.
Seat filler.
Speaking of filling seats, Air New Zealand has a special one-time theme flight featuring drag queens, pink cocktails, and a cabaret show. And they said it couldn't be done with the lack of gay flight attendants.
So good.
The flight takes off from, wait for it, San Francisco.
Of course, boss.
Bound for the gay and lesbian Mardi Gras in Sydney, Australia.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
All aboard to go down under. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry,
no.
We're out of time.
No.
Well, on that happy note, we're out of here. I play this as good luck. For the Colorado Rockies tonight.
Yeah, well, you know where you can put your good luck. You and Mike, Gladys and Bill and Gail and everybody.
Mike, it's Conway Twitty, as you know. He was a lifelong Colorado Rockies fan.
Big Rockies fan, and he has Rockies memorabilia inside his museum, too.
He does.
All right, that's it. We got to go. Good luck, Sox. See you tomorrow with an episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
I didn't tell you who I saw at Executive Getty.
Peter North.
No, better.
Who?
Randy Spears.
You son of a bitch!
And Marilyn Chambers.
Well, I saw Herschel Savage.
And I yelled, Scamper.
What about Harry Reams?
Oh, God.
Hold on. Did you just mention TV's Arnie?
No, Herschel. That was Herschel Bernardi.
Bernardi.
Herschel Savage was a guy with a big thing.
So was Herschel Bernardi.
Oh, yeah. Only we knew that, though.
Hey, let's jam.
And I miss you, and I'm so sorry.
Hello, darling.
Conway here.
Let me whisper in your ear.
Goodbye.
Nice hair.
This is the Don and Mike Show.